while Ardsale Baptist Church brings you the Word of God with practicality and simplicity. As you listen to this message, we trust that it will equip and empower you to find and fulfill your purpose.
Good morning, church. This sermon that I'm going to present is based on Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, the wise and the foolish builders. So I'm going to read it from verse 24. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall, because it had the foundation of the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down and the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against the house and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching because he taught as one who had authority and not as the teachers in law. Now, I'm going to get a bit more analytical about the whole passage. So, in other words, God is trying to tell us through this passage that in order to be strong physically and spiritually, in order to overcome these trials and tribulations and the storms that are constantly being thrown at us, left, right, and center, in order to be secure and firm and wise, is through God. It's through reading the Bible. It's through prayer. It's through actually taking in his words and meditating on his words, thinking about the ways we can apply it in our lives. Hence why the Bible says all things are possible through God. See, don't get me wrong. Let me be brutally honest. I cannot stand here and say that I've taken and meditated on every sermon that I've sat through. However, I know I'm not the only one. And that's okay. We're only human. We're only human and we're not perfect. However, it is important that we actually take in the words of God and reflect on it and reflect on the sermons we sit through. Because the Bible says we don't want to be like the foolish builder, the builder who built his house out of sand, in which is a metaphor foreshadowing a person who doesn't think wisely, who doesn't apply God's teachings into his or her life, who constantly lets the word of God go through one ear and leave the other. A person who is disobedient to God. Now, as I wrap up this sermon, I want us to conclude with the first verse of this whole scripture, which reads, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Now, when we all leave this church, I want us to resemble the wise man who built his, in this scripture, who built his house on the rock, and rather to not fall in the trap of the stubborn ways of the foolish man who built his house on the sand. Or else our souls will weaken and we won't draw near to God and will become vulnerable to darkness. Thank you.
Right. I've been asked to talk briefly about Matthew chapter 7. Yes, the emphasis on 24 to 27, I think. But when I was looking at it, in that particular chapter, Jesus Christ talked about other things. He mentioned things about not to judge one another, but judge in love and fairness. He also mentioned about hypocrites, people who always about false prophets and other things like that. He also mentioned the narrow way, and he also advised us to keep seeking and knocking. But for me, if you look at these particular verses, 24 to 27, the wise builder and the foolish builder, for me, I will say what came to my mind about is that the emphasis on the foolish builders and how we can all be guilty of this in one way or the other. I say there are different types of foolish builders. yes. And I would define a foolish builder as someone who is dependent on their own attributes or their own qualities, or their, you know, it could be looks, it could be money, it could be your profession, you know, things like that. Someone who is more dependent on these things other than the source, God himself. And we see them in different ways. Well, I will speak of myself. I've been in that situation as well. You think you're confident, you think you're all that, and then sometimes we forget about the person who's giving you this wisdom, this confidence, this, you know. And you know, it's sad, because for someone who is totally dependent on his wisdom, for example, if the person comes across a crisis, the first thing the person is thinking about is, oh, I can deal with this. I can do this straight away. I can sort it out myself. Not taking a moment to say, you know, well, God, what are you saying? What should I do? Just one second to think of it. We don't do it. We are quickly to say, right, I need to get onto it and resolve this. That happened to me this week, but that's a matter for another day. A rich man, someone who is totally dependent on his own riches and wealth, will say, well, yes, if anything happens, I've got money. I can use my money to resolve the issues. But sometimes we all know that money doesn't do it all. So again, money is not the main thing for us. There's this saying back home, if there's an argument between two people, you see someone who will tell you, oh, do you know who I am? They are quick to say that, do you know who I am? You know, it's all about me. Forgetting who is right behind you, who's made you who you are. We tend to forget that so quickly. One of the type of foolish builders that came to my mind, I really want to talk about also, is those who depend on their friends. And this is more to do with the younger people, you know. You know, younger people, teenagers, they tend to follow their friends and follow what their friends are doing. And I'm not saying it's bad. Don't get me wrong. Support network is good. But is that support network based on God, on the love of Christ? Or is based on social media and the trends that we look at all the time? We talk, you know, friends, they talk to each other about this trend on TikTok or Instagram and things like this. And because of that, I looked at the statistics about social influencers. Right now, it says there are over 64 million social influencers on social media. And I was saying, and these are the things that our people, our young people, look into. If these social influencers, if these influencers can, at one point, even, like, it could be on anything, it could be on beauty, it could be all this. I mean, I'm talking about the influences now. It could be on makeup, it could be on anything. If only they could take 10 seconds each time they talk about these things they like to talk about, if only they could take 10 seconds to talk about Christ before they even go into what they're saying, you can imagine how that will have impact on our young people. But of course, that's not what we have these days. Moving forward, that's another concern anyway. But for me, moving forward about a wise builder is that person who totally depends on God for everything, in everything that he or she does. Everything. And never forgetting to give thanks to God for his qualities that he's given to him, for the giftings, for the wisdom that he's gotten from God, for everything, giving reference to God in everything that he or she does. Genuinely in all his actions. That's, for me, that's the wise builder. And even in times of trouble, the wise builder seeks God's face first before anything, regardless of how connected he is or she is, regardless of how how rich or how wealthy or how beautiful, how good looking the person is, he or she takes a moment to say, God, what is this? What should I do? It is very important for us to constantly remain conscious of the source of our strength, our skills, our beauty, our finances, our intelligence. Never forget and never get carried away by those things that we see, because the source, our Jehovah, is a person that we should give thanks to all the time. Thank you. Amen.
Okay, so the scripture, my emphasis is on Matthew 7, 24 to 27. And I'm going to read from the Message version. So it says, these words I speak to you are not incidental additions to your life, homeowner improvements to your standard of living. They are foundational words, words to build a life on. If you work these words into your life, you are like a smart carpenter who built his house on solid rock. Rain poured down, the river flooded, a tornado hit, but nothing moved that house. It was fixed to the rock. Verse 26 to 27 says, but if you just use my words in Bible studies and don't work them into your life, you are like a stupid carpenter who built his house on the sandy beach. When a storm rolled in and the waves came up, it collapsed like a house of cards. Okay, I'm going to do a little demonstration. I hope it works. If it doesn't, forgive me. Anyway, it gives me time to... Oh, I am on. Gives me time to set this up properly. So, that's it. The scripture says about building the house on solid rock. Thank you, Pastor Manuela. Okay, so this is for demonstrations, and I know those who are listening on PHBC Radio, I have a jar filled with rock or little stones, okay? The little glass jar which I've put into the jar is us, okay? Us as Christians, all right? So that's us built on the solid rock. Now, the rock, in my eyes, represents Jesus Christ. It says it in the word, Jesus is the rock, okay? And then I have some sand in another jar, and I'm going to pop this glass, which is us, into the jar, okay? Now, for the sake of, because you can't see it down here, I'm going to ask my representatives to hold one. So if you hold the one with the sand, and Andy, if you hold the one with the rock, it's quite heavy. And the scripture said that when tornadoes, I'll just read it again, when tornadoes, when things like the wind, the, I'm looking down at the New King James Version, says the rain descended, the floods came, winds blew, beat on that house, etc., etc. So the winds and the tornadoes can represent tribulations in our lives. Yeah, we've already heard what the other two sermonettes were saying. The water represents the tornadoes, the rains, the tribulations, the, you know, people coming against us, persecutions, etc. Okay, so first with the sand. So I'm going to have to ask you to hold it up, please, so everyone can see. Can everyone see?
Yes.
I hope this works. Yes. I hope you can hold this because it's going to be heavy. No, I'll pour. So this is pouring on the sand, okay? When your life, we've heard, when your life is built on like social media, other people's opinions, things that we depend on in the world, okay, it's not secure. As you can see, if you hold up a bit more, the sand is starting to float to the top, okay? So it's becoming a bit unstable. It's supposed to move. I am going to move it. There. It's toppled over, okay? Exhibit A. But as you see, the sand has come up. So that's over time, that is not going to be stable for us to stand on. Over time, when we listen to other people's opinions, when we depend on our money, social media, when we, you know, depend on the latest fashion, the latest phase or whatever it is, over time it's going to be unstable because it's going to be changing. We don't know where we are from one day to the other. Thank you very much. You can pop it down on the table. Thank you. Give my assistant a clap. And so the next part of the scripture talks about building our life on the rock. The rock is a representation of Jesus Christ, which is the word as well. Okay, this better work too. This one is not supposed to topple if it doesn't. So here we go. So all the tornadoes, the, you know, the persecutions, the whatever else is coming against us is just flooding, flooding, flooding. But as you can see, the water stays clear. Yeah. And we are still staying solid because we have built our life on the rock. And so it is with the word. Regardless of what happens, and I'm preaching to myself, trust me when I say this, regardless of what happens, no matter how painful it is that what we're going through, whether it's sickness, whatever it is, as long as we turn to the word day in, day out, let it be our first point of call, we will be like this. We will be solid in the rock. We'll be solid on Jesus Christ. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God said his word is, his promises will never fail. They'll never fail us. He will never forsake us. And so if we stand on that, we will be like this. Thank you, Andy. So, let us be doers of the word and not hearers only. If we are only hearers and we don't do the word, then we're deceiving ourselves. So, what are you going to come away from today's sermonette? You've had three different versions. What are you going to come away with? I'll leave that. Thank you.
We trust that you've been blessed and believe that this message has brought you greater understanding. For more information, or to follow up on what you've heard in this message, visit us on www.phbc.org.uk. God bless you.